Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Sechas Krisis Parakei Mishadal Mishnahei. And today's Mishnah is bringing B'schos Asubas Rachel Shishi B'zachar Find Yosef Kol Going Bikar of Mamish. And we continue discussing Meila, which again is misappropriating Hektish, one using Hektish for their own benefit. And if he is over B'shaygeg, besides for paying for it, he also has to bring a Karbon Asham, which is called an Asham Meila. So Mishadal tells us Chaticha Shal Chulin, Chaticha Shal Kodesh. Let's use a piece of regular Chulin meat and a piece of Kodesh meat. Achal Achas Man Ve'en Yidu Ezman Achal. He ate one of them and he doesn't know which one he ate. Potter is Potter. That's according to Tana of the previous Mishnahs, which told us that there's no Asham Talui for Me'ila. However, Rabbi Kiva Mechayev Asham Talui, Rabbi Kiva as is Mechayev and Asham Talui, because he was Safek over Me'ila. Now, let's say Achas Hashniyah, he also then ate the second piece, maybe Asham Vadai, you'd have to bring in Asham Vadai because he was for sure over Me'ila. Now, let's say Achal Echad Es Rishayna Uba Achav Achas Hashniyah, one fellow ate the first piece, the second fellow ate the second piece, Zem maybe Asham Talui, Zem maybe Asham Talui, Div Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds each one of them has to bring in Asham Talui because each one of them maybe ate the Kodesh. Now, Rav Shimon says that no, Shnei Mevim Asham Echad, both of them could bring one Asham and make a Tanai. They pay for the Asham together, and each one tells the other one that if you were the one that actually ate the Kodesh, so you're the one who's chayv to bring it, so I'm Meichal my part to you, and therefore only one Asham has to be brought. Or Rav Yasi says, Ein Shnei Mevim Asham Echad, two people can't bring one Asham. He holds, we can't make a Tanai like this, we can't make this stipulation with Karbanos, and therefore either we go like the Chamim that no Asham is brought, or like Rabbi Kiva that each one of them has to bring their own Asham Taloi. Moving on to Mishnah Hey, and from here for the next four Mishnayos, we're going to be discussing similar cases with the same opinions that we just had. The Mishnah tells us, Chaticha shel chulin, chaticha shel chaylev. We have a piece of chulin meat and a piece of chaylev, which is forbidden fats. If one eats b'shoygeg, he's chayv achatos. So, achal achas mehen ve'en yidu ezman achal. If he ate one of them, he doesn't know which one he ate. Maybe Asham Tali, yes, bring Asham Tali, because maybe he ate the chaylev. Now, achal sashniyah, if he also ate the second one, maybe chatos. He definitely has to bring chatos because he for sure ate chaylev. Now, let's say, achal echras harshanu ba'achar achal sashniyah, Ruvain ate the first piece. Shimon ate the second piece, and we don't know which piece is which. Zem maybe Asham Talui, Zem maybe Asham Talui, Divrei Bikiva. Bikiva says each one has to bring an Asham Talui because each one suffik ate chaylev. Whereas Rav Shimon says, like he did in the previous Mishnah, Shnei Mevim Chatas Echas, both of them could bring just one Chatas because one of them is for sure chayv in a Chatas. Therefore, they can make this Tanai that we had in the previous Mishnah that if you're the one that was Iver, so I'm Meichel my part to you, and if you're the one that was Iver, I'm Meichel my part to you. Now, Rabbi Yossi once again says, Ein Shnei Mevim Chatas Echas, two cannot bring the same Chatas. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Vav and Zion with more scenarios. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.